I'm now reading from a very recent book of poems called, what is it called, by the way? Oh, Now and Then. This evening hour, I might even say a recollection. There was a graveyard once, or a cemetery. It's more Tony now to say. Just a field without fence, pretty far from town, on a hill good and gravelly, so rain wouldn't stand to disturb local residents. Though all were long past sniffles and rheumatism, a tract of no real estate value, where flourished not even thistle, and the spade at the grievous chasm would go chink on chipped flint in the dirt. For in times forgot, here the Indian crouched to perfect his arrowhead. And there was a boy long after who gathered such things among the shiny new tombstones, recording the first planted dead, and now and then looked up at a buzzard's high, glinting wings, not thinking of flesh and its nature, but suddenly still. For maybe 2 minutes, as when up the rise a great through freight strove in the pantings and clank of man's living will, asserting itself in the face of an ignorant date. Not morbid, nor putting two and two together to make any mystic or fumblingly philosophical four. He sometimes kept waiting, if decent's the weather, in a lonely way, arrowheads forgotten, till all the lights of the town had come on. He did not know why the lights, so familiar, now seemed so far away, and more than once felt a crazy impulse grow to lay ear to earth for what voices beneath might say.